The Americas.
Salmon farming in Chile. Fishy business. Robbery has become a big problem for Chile's second largest export business.
Wearing high-vis jackets and heavy boots, the men in the CCTV footage almost look as though they are meant to be there, until one pulls out a gun. On March 20th, at least 10 men burst into a cold storage facility in San Antonio, a port in central Chile, threatened its employees and made off in four lorries filled with salmon worth some 600 million pesos. That's $616,000. Their plot was soon foiled. In April, police recovered some of the fish in San Felipe, a nearby commune. And in August, they arrested 11 people in connection with the heist. Officials behind the sting, dubbed Operación Santo Salmón, Operation Holy Salmon, think the gang was planning to sell the goods during Lent, when Catholics forgo meat in favour of fish. Robberies have become a big problem for Chile's second largest export business. Salmon farming generated 6 trillion pesos in revenue and supported some 70,000 jobs in 2023. There were just 2 robberies in 2018, according to Salmon Chile, which represents the country's fish farmers. That number has since leapt sharply. Between 2019 and 2023, there were 158 salmon robberies, most of which targeted cargoes of fish being delivered by lorry. Many more are thought to go unreported. The crime wave has battered the industry. Salmon Chile puts losses since 2019 at more than 67 billion pesos. Firms are spending more on insurance and tracking equipment. Lorry drivers are afraid, as the heists sometimes turn violent. 2 drivers were abducted during robberies earlier this year. Many firms are avoiding their usual delivery routes in the south. Some drivers have started wearing bulletproof vests. Ricardo Garcia of Salmones Camanchaca, a fish farming business, reckons that these additional expenses, combined with the losses, are costing the industry around 1% of its gross operating profits each year. A couple of factors lie behind the recent rise in crime. Making off with a lorry load of salmon, typically worth around 200 million pesos, was always bound to be lucrative. But since domestic demand has risen by almost 20% between 2013 and 2020, gangs can probably net more cash than ever before by selling fish in local markets. At the same time, the government's crackdown on wood theft may have encouraged the country's timber mafias to target shipments of salmon instead. Salmon heists are most frequent in the Biobío region, which has long been among those worst affected by timber theft. Chilean lawmakers are starting to act. It isn't just that crime is hurting business. Markets are awash with stolen salmon that has been stored and sometimes even processed in dodgy conditions, pose a risk to public health. Some members of the Chamber of Deputies, Chile's lower house of Congress, have proposed a bill, modelled on laws targeting timber smugglers, that would make salmon robbery a specific crime with harsh penalties. Mr. Garcia says that closer coordination between businesses and the police has already led to fewer crimes this year. Just 12 robberies have been recorded so far, down from 24 last year. For now, though, salmon jacking is still going all too swimmingly for Chile's fish farm mafias.